This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. Hi, how's it going? This is Holy Week for Christians, and some Christians on the political right are contacting every member of the U.S. Senate, telling them to kill any legislation on climate change. We talked with Barrett Duke. He's with the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. He says the proposals cost too much.
Everything that we've seen so far, all the proposals we've seen so far, one way or another, are either going to make energy more expensive, or they're going to make food products more expensive, or just general commodities more expensive. People least able to afford these higher costs are going to be impacted the most, when it's possible they don't even need to bear those costs.
Some environmentalists say that the poor will be the first to suffer some of the greatest consequences of climate change.
Yes, I know. We're both trying to look out for the same group of people. It's all related to whether or not you believe that humans are causing global warming.
There is a pretty substantial consensus among scientists that global warming is caused by humans.
There is also a substantial number of experts on climate studies who say that isn't the case. They should be heard as well. And at this point, we're not convinced that they've been given an adequate hearing.
Barrett Duke with the Southern Baptist Convention. Now, not all Christians agree, and there's a green movement sweeping through the evangelicals. This is the Environment Report. You know, there are some predictions that climate change will cause more severe weather or cause more drought in some areas. That could mean more floods in some areas and more wildfires in others. But we keep building our homes closer to natural settings, such as along coasts or near forests. Lisa Ann Pinkerton reports that often means putting people and property right in the path of floods or fire.
2007 was the second worst in history for wildfires in the U.S. 9 million acres were scorched, and Southern California bore the brunt of it. Most of the property damage was in San Diego, where wildfires in wilderness areas spread to suburban neighborhoods. 500,000 people were evacuated, and Shannon Denton was among them.
We were scared because we didn't. Luckily, we had all our pictures organized, so we just took most of our pictures, and our video staff grabbed our kids at the last minute and like left within a half hour. So it was scary. Very scary.
Despite the risk of fire, people like Denton don't want to leave. Some of the 18,000 homes lost in San Diego last fall were built in places where wildfires had burned only 4 years earlier. And that's not unusual. The U.S. Fire Administration says nearly 40% of new home development across the country is in places where residential homes and wilderness meet, and thus are more prone to fire. And Americans aren't just building in areas at risk of fire. We build in flood zones, too. FEMA estimates around 10 million people in the U.S. are at risk of flooding. Roger Kennedy is a former director of the National Park Service, and he says this kind of risky living costs U.S. taxpayers about $2 billion a year in firefighting and rebuilding costs. The total property damage hovers around $20 billion. Kennedy says people are choosing to build and live on land that's in danger-prone areas because they're not responsible for the true costs.
People wouldn't settle in places from which they knew they would not be rescued and where the taxpayers wouldn't pick up, or the insurance company, which is in a sense the same thing, wouldn't pick up the tab.
Kennedy says people have to want to know their risks, and even then they might choose to ignore it. Because for many, the enjoyment their property brings far outweighs the occasional act of nature.
And that's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Nature Conservancy, working to protect nature and preserve life worldwide. For Michigan and Great Lakes information, nature.org/Michigan. The Joyce Foundation, the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation, and the Great Lakes Fishery Trust. The Environment Report is produced at the University of Michigan.